Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, the Bible tells us about the narrow way. And on today's Finishing Well, oh my goodness, Social Security, the narrow way. It's unbelievable where I have found myself, Hans, in the last few hours. Because here I am, 62 years old, you know, and so I guess I'm the poster child for when the Social Security people would love me to file for my Social Security. But I had been getting, you know, Social Security articles from Hans that I was reading to, you know, to trying to get ready for this show on Social Security. And there's a reason for the narrow way. I'm going to get there in a minute. And so I read Hans's article. It was 7 reasons why you should wait till 70 to take your Social Security. And I read that, and I, you know, that was interesting. And then all of a sudden, I look at this thing that comes up in my Google. Like anytime you go to Google, it throws out something there hoping you're going to take the bait. And it's written by the Social Security, and it says, 3 reasons you should take your Social Security at age 62. And I'm like, what? Why would I do that? You know, knowing what Hans has been teaching us here. And all of a sudden, I started to realize that the Social Security people would probably benefit a lot by me taking my Social Security at age 62. And we've been talking about this, Hans, actually for months now.
Yeah.
And that there's plenty of money in the Social Security, but if you begin to think, wow, well, there may be no money in Social Security, you're going to be more apt to, the second you turn 62, want to jump on the boat. But here's some scary statistics for you. I went and looked it up, and it absolutely blew my mind. Would you believe that 42% of the men and 48% of the women, now this is not the narrow way, folks, this is the wide way, take their Social Security as soon as they're eligible for it? And oh my goodness, I mean, they're leaving how much money on the table, Hans?
Depending whether you compare to, let's say 30 to 50%.
Well, in my case, as I recall, it was like if I took my Social Security now, I would be getting about $2,200 a month versus, as I recall, $3,700 a month if I wait to age 70.
That's about 50%.
Yeah. Right. It's about $1,500 a month that they would really like me, you know, to go ahead and, you know, hook right up. Because and what it actually reminds me of is when I was in the car business, The factory used to throw these things out there to say you could either take the rate or the rebate. And what they really wanted you to take was the interest rate, because they would say, oh, the interest rate's at 0% for 24 months or whatever it was. But the rebate would be like $3,000. Well, if you ever did the math on the thing, every single time you got your money up front, if you took the 0%, it would take you 24 months to get back the $3,000 you gave up at the moment you took the rebate. And so the people that took the rate, that was the sucker bet.
Absolutely it is.
And so the factory made the huge deal about the fact that it was 0% interest and not that much big a deal about the rebate. But when you looked at the customer, I say, okay, if you can afford payments for 24 months, and not many people could, I bet you could pay cash for this, right? Well, let's just look at how much money, you know, you're saving by, and every time, you know, they would take, well, this is the same kind of deal. If you wait to take your Social Security, the dividends are huge. I mean, you got all this money. So there's math involved in this, right? And the narrow way, because listen to this. This part blows my mind. Statistically, 42% of men and 48% by the way, women live longer than men, so this is kind of scary. 48% of the women take their Social Security at 62. 7% take it at 63. 7% take it at 64. That's men. Women, 8% both times. 8% of them take, 34% wait your full retirement age of men, 27% of women. but actually only 9 or 10%, 9% men, 10% women wait past the age of 65 to take their Social Security.
It's actually past age 66 right now, because it's a further age. But, you know, I mean, just you get in trouble when you read an article and then you just take it as fact and then you make your Social Security decisions, because they're irreversible and they're for lifetime. And you don't want to be doing something you're going to regret at about 75 or 80 years old, where you're trying to live on this reduced check.
And the other thing to think about is, you know, God's pretty clear on the narrow way. And so here you got a pretty clear example of where everybody's going. And so there's some part of the Christian in me that says, whoa. If everybody's going that way, I need to take a hard look at where I'm actually going here. And it's a little bit scary to me, honestly, that Google floats this article out in my lap that says, and it's written by the Social Security Administration, 3 reasons to take my Social Security. And the first thing they said was, you need to get your money while there's still money there. Well, we've talked about that on show after show, right? There's a lot of money that's there to be had.
What's real dangerous, and I've written some articles. I wrote one, 7 reasons to wait till you're 70, but that's for the general public, okay? And that's defining the narrow way. Everybody's situation is different.
Right.
And so what you really need to do is you need to sit down and think through this and think through your situation. I would advise with a professional like me that understands how all this works and can take a 30-year viewpoint or a 40-year viewpoint.
Right, and I may have just jumped out so in advance because I'm so excited about this subject. You're listening to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And, you know, the reason why we call this Finishing Well is it's based on Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which there are 7 worries at the website at cardinalguide.com, of which one is Social Security. And again, you can get all this information in his book there at the 7 worries tab under Social Security. We need to talk about that. But when it comes to these kind of things, a regular financial planner or a regular insurance salesman or even somebody that does Medicare sublets does not necessarily have an education in this particular type of thing, because they don't make any money by telling people when they take their Social Security.
Well, that's the whole problem with this. As I put it in my book, and what our philosophy at Cardinal, and it's my personal philosophy, is I want to give each of our readers, each of our listeners, each of our people that are becoming clients, each of our clients, I want to give them something in every interaction. I want to teach them something. And so there's a chapter in my book, and you can get these chapters for free at cardinalguide.com. And there's a chapter on Social Security. There's actually 2 sections. There's one from the original book, the Cardinal Guide, and then there's one from the workbook. And it's going to walk you through in about 10 to 12 pages all the different variables that you need to be aware of. One of which is you're going to get a much larger check, and it's a much smaller check by taking it at 62, and that's going to be a much smaller check for life. So that's just one variable.
Now, once you made, you know, and the Social Security Department is apparently very anxious for you to make that jump to light speed at 62 and go, okay, I can get my money now. And the 3 reasons that they gave was, you know, you might get sick.
Well, yeah, we have an example of a common acquaintance of ours who took it at 62, and his reason was, he says, I may be dead at 63. You know, and so there's some wisdom in that, in the sense that, okay, so I'm going to get 12 or 18 checks or so that I wouldn't have otherwise gotten, and then I'm going to be dead, and who cares after that? But you know, let's look at the alternative. What if you're alive at 93? Okay. And so he's getting, let's just say he's getting $1,000 a month, and he would have gotten $1,500 a month, $1,800 a month, but just by waiting a few years. So, and he's got a job, so he doesn't necessarily need the money. And furthermore, he's having to give some of that reduced money back every year because he makes more than $17,000 a year. It's something. I mean, just going into this without good counsel is not a good idea.
Yeah, and a little historical information is that, you know, people live a lot longer today than they did when they put Social Security into effect. 62 years old in 1933, you know, was a, you know, that was somebody that was up there. I mean, they you know, life expectancies were the late 60s. And then, you know, later on they jumped up into the 70s. But if you're like me, I know a lot of folks in their 90s. I know several in their hundreds. And, you know, my own father is 87. And so the chances of longer life all of a sudden becomes a big part of this. But the other historical part I wanted you to explain that you shared with me a little bit earlier was that they changed when people started worrying about Social Security running out of money, they upped the full retirement age. And that's kind of what's still going on. But they didn't change the lower age where you could hook up, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so people that are age 66
Wait, I forgot. We jumped so far ahead of ourselves. We're about ready to go into the break. So I got to say one more time. Now, when we come back, Hans is going to give you this historical information about retirement age and that kind of stuff. But you're listening to Finishing Well, which we're trying to do the narrow way, with certified financial planner Hans Schild, his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. And it's at Cardinal, not just Cardinal, but cardinalguide.com. So, and
well, and the problem that we're solving and we're working to solve is when you elect to take your Social Security. And the answer lies somewhere between 62 and 70. And it can be any month. So it doesn't necessarily need to be 62 or 70. It can be 62 or 66, 66 or 70. I mean, there's...
So we're going to narrow things down as we go on. And we'll be back in just a minute.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Schild. Today's show, Social Security, the narrow way. And we got to narrow this thing down, Hans. You could go between 62 and 70. You know, the historical part of they changed it in order to make sure that we didn't run out of money, which isn't going to happen.
Well, and so let's understand this, is that 62 and 70, you got 96 different months that are going to happen between those ages. And what I'm also going to tell you to make things a little more confusing is the narrow way is a different way for just about everybody that's out there. Some people, it actually is advisable for them to take it at 62, and I'll talk about them in a sec. There's other people that take it at full retirement age, that is the narrow way for them. And there's many other people, many more people than do, that can wait till 70, and that's the appropriate age.
So, right, but when you look at the statistics, obviously the American people are leaving phenomenal amounts of money on the table absolutely. When 48% of them are jumping in at 62.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that For many years, since it started in the 30s, Social Security, full retirement age was 65. And a lot of people have that in their heads, and they still think it's 65. It's not 65 anymore, okay? There was a regulation put in here several years ago to really put the Social Security system on a healthy track. It's to shore up the funds. And so what they did is they delayed full retirement age. They moved it from 65 to 67.
Right, which really does make sense because the average lifespan has certainly increased, which really affects that. And so it's only fair that they would move it up. But interestingly, they didn't move up the minimum age.
Or when this thing was laid out, a lot of people were dead before 65. And Social Security never had to pay them anything. I mean, they died at 58 or 61 or 63, or they died at 67 and they paid them for 2 years.
Right.
So that's why it was running out of money, and that's why it still is a threat of that unless they do something more. So the answer a few years ago, this is one of a few answers, it was to move the full retirement age, the amount which you can collect your full benefit.
Right.
Moved from 65 to 67. And it's actually, for the people retiring right now, it's 66. Okay, it was a phase-in thing. And I think when we did the research on you, because you're 62, soon to be 63, your full retirement age is 66 in 2 months.
Right.
I just turned 60, and my full retirement age is 66 in 8 months. Okay, and by the time you get to people born in 1960 and later, so if your birth year was 1960 and later, your full retirement age is 67, okay? Now, all of those people I just named have the option of taking it at 62. And from the statistics you just read me, over half the people, or almost half of the people, take it at 62. I mean, that's just, I had not seen those before.
Yeah, my mind was blown when I came across this, that, oh my word. I mean, it's almost like, and I know there were some of those people legitimately, you know, if you've been diagnosed with cancer or something, you should have taken it at 62. But you know that the vast majority of these people really are leaving phenomenal amounts of money on the table.
And it's worse than that, because if they are still working, where they go back to work and they earn more than $17,000 a year in service income, which means it comes from a job, not from investments, they got to give some of that lesson money back for all those years. I mean, I had a school teacher that was retired. She needed the money. She took it at like 63. And then about a year later, she was sick of being retired, and the school system was after her. She was a very good teacher to come back to work, so she went back to work. It was more than a year, so she couldn't reverse her decision with Social Security. They got a few provisions where you could reverse something, but that wasn't an option for her. So then she had a couple of years where she earned the full teacher pay up in the $40,000 a year department. For a different school system. I think I don't remember exactly the specifics, but she effectively gave all of her lessened Social Security back to the government because she took it early and she was still working after that day.
Right, I mean, it's just a mess. It's going to increase your tax load on top of everything else, right?
Yeah, it's going to increase your tax load, or you're just giving the money back that you thought you were, boy, I want to get it now. And then you come to find out when it's tax time that you just got to pay it back. And you don't get credits for that.
Right, right. So there's still more to this equation, right? Because when you look at this, you've got algorithms in different ways to sit there and go, okay, with your life situation, with your spousal support, can you go into a little bit of that?
Well, sure. Because, again, I'm going to tell you that if you're 62 or 63 or some number before your full retirement age and you take it, you could do that because you say, I'm sick. But, you know, if your check is larger than your spouse's check, or they haven't filed yet, but it's going to be a larger check, when you die, your spouse is going to get your check and they're not going to get theirs. So, you know, even if you're in poor health, you really need to look at all these things because you're going to forever diminish what your spouse's check.
Right. Not only are you going to affect your check, but you're going to affect your wife's check or yeah. your husband's check.
Now, there's some people that we advise them to take it at 62. Okay. If they're single and they're in poor health, or their life expectancy is reasonably shorter than living up into their mid and late 70s, sure, there's people that need the money. I mean, if you just need the money to live and you're not working, maybe that was not by choice, maybe you didn't retire. So there's plenty of situations. I don't want to make this like this is bad, okay? Right. But we need to do it with caution. There's other people that we wait till full retirement age for many of those reasons. They're going to get their full check, and we wait that long for what I just spoke about. They may have a spouse that's going to get the spousal benefit, and then if they pass away long before their spouse does, then we want their spouse to get the benefit of that full check for their life, because if they took it early, they diminish that. And then there's other folks that are really shocked to learn that they're going to be better off waiting until they're 70. And I think when we looked at your situation, that's the plan, at least for now, is to wait until you're 70. And then when I showed you how much you're going to get, boy, that just changed your whole mindset. And you're going to be working. So we could have a lot of folks that are 66, 65, and they're thinking about taking it, and they're not still working, but they have other resources. They have IRA accounts. They have maybe a pension. Maybe their spouse is working. They have a lot of different ways to – they could afford to delay it. And when we look at all the numbers, the break-even point is usually about 78. So if they live past 78, 79, 80, and they delay – all those years beyond 78, 79, 80 are going to be just gravy money for them. And that could be 15 years.
Right, which is a significant difference and definitely worth the time to really make a good choice based on all the different factors. And we've talked about this before, but I have another question. You know, we had talked about earlier in an earlier show that if you are married for 10 years to somebody and you know, my first wife, I was married for 7 years, so she wouldn't have qualified. Unfortunately, she's passed away, so she wouldn't work. But let's say I was married to her for 10 years, and I took my Social Security. I waited to take it until I was 70.
Right.
Which would mean I think it was $3,600 or $700 a month. Does she then have to wait to get her part until I am actually 70? If I've waited, if I have not collecting Social Security.
You've just gone over my straight out of my brain answer.
Oh, good. I stumped the panel.
But you, well, yeah, and I need a second to think about that. I think I could come up with it. But what I will tell you is you've helped her. Let's say you were married 10 years or 11 years or 12 years, and then you were divorced. And I know you're remarried and have been married a long time. That both of, and then you waited till 70 and then you died.
Right.
Okay. Both of your spouses, your current spouse and your previous spouse, would be getting your full check. So you would have helped them by waiting.
They would both need to know that. You know, that's the part that's kind of scary to me is that, you know, my ex-wife, how would she know that, wow, I was married to Robbie for 10 years, I could get half of what he was getting, and he's dead. I mean, that's money that it just seems like, well, I'm really glad we're doing this show so people would know about that, but it's kind of scary that they don't.
Well, see, and what I'm going to tell you is we don't answer questions like you just asked me on the phone. I mean, we don't have people calling us up like the Social Security office and saying, da-da-da-da-da-da, how's this going to work? I mean, we help people with this. We ask them the questions and a whole bunch of questions, learn about their whole situation. Then we look at it and we put it in a written financial plan where we're going to say, this is the narrow way for you. This is when, based upon your situation, we would advise you take this, okay?
Right, and it's based on all your life situation, your family situation, your work situation. There's a lot of
your
stuff.
Your other money.
Right, your other resources.
Yeah. And so what I want to point out is I wrote about this in my book. It's in the first book, which has stories about people that we've served and, you know, good stories and I wish I'd have done it differently stories. And then there's the workbook. And the chapters for both of these books are free at cardinalguide.com. You go under the seven worries to Social Security. You can download them for free. You can also purchase the book.
Right. So as always, the wisdom is crying out there on the streets. It's absolutely free. You could go to cardinalguide.com, email or call Hans and say, I would like your book. He's going to send it to you free.
Yeah, absolutely.
They want you to have this information. And really, it's good to get it from an independent source, as I am finding out, than it is getting it from necessarily Social Security or some article that you read that says, oh, you need to wait till this long. You need to really sit down and put your life into this situation with somebody that you trust and somebody that you really know would have your best interests at heart and somebody, you know, that understands the kingdom and what's all involved in that. I hate we got to run. We had so much more we could talk about.
We can do this all over the telephone, too. And through the email, so we can serve people all over the United States.
There you go, cardinalguide.com. Thank you for listening to Finishing Well.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com. Visit cardinalguide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com.